أقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة صدق الله العظيم. We are reading this ayat which is known famously as Ayat Bir, and by practicing on all these commandments which Allah has given, great commands together at one place, a person will become from amongst the Abrar. First, the discussion was about our Iman, and normally what we read in our Iman is Mufassal. And it's very important, especially these days, that a person always reads them. Reads his Iman, Iman Mufassal, so that we refresh and correct our Iman. After that, Allah Ta'ala explained about the rights of fellow peoples. And in that particular aspect here was spending on our fellow people and the various sources Allah has given us where we can spend. Now Allah explains the rights of Allah Ta'ala. We had discussed the first part of this were Iqam al-Salah. And they are those people who make Iqamat al-Salah. And a little bit we explained, but this is a subject that cannot be exhausted, that how we should make our namaz perfectly, correctly, become correct, become true namazis, not casual namazis, regular in all aspects. We are regular with our namaz, our outward postures are correct, inwardly we have our concentration, we check if we haven't got any qaza, namazes, etc. All that is a great aspect, and that is the greatest connection with Allah Ta'ala through salah. In one hadith sharif it comes that there is no one who gets a greater reward from Allah Ta'ala than that person who is blessed to perform two rakats of namaz. So namaz is a very great thing. The other aspect Allah explains here, wa'at al-zakah, or diyakari zakah. And these are those righteous people who give their zakat. And that is, they work it out properly, not just by estimate. I think I'll give so much. I think I've given already my zakat this year. No, it must be worked out properly. And then a person can add to that for his safety, to be safe, but to give zakat properly. The greatest means to remove greed from the heart and to remove stinginess from the heart is to give our zakat properly. And in all the aspects of our ibadah, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, the greatest means is the farad. That a person must do properly. And then he can excel and enhance and go more and more closer to Allah Ta'ala by all the nafar. So the zakat, the farad, is the most important in this aspect of our ibadat. Ibadat, one is physical ibadat, what we do with our body, like by performing namaz, etc. One is verbal ibadat, like making dua, zikr, tilawat of Quran, etc. And one is monetary ibadat. That is our money, we spend it also in the cause of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And by giving zakat, our wealth does not decrease at all, it increases. Allah gives more. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi said that the zakat that we have to give is the very, very lowest form. There is a person, if he doesn't give his zakat, there can't be somebody who is more stingy than him. Because whatever we have got, Allah has given it to us. And so many ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تَبْعِيدِيَا, that is some of that which we gave you. All we have got, our wealth, is what Allah has given us. It's not our intelligence, it's not our know-how or hard work, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And actually, after passing four seasons of the year, it's clear that you don't need that extra money you have got. Whatever you needed, you spent, and this is now extra. And you have gone through the four seasons of the year also. All the difficult and hard times also. This is extra. So all that extra was actually supposed to be given away. that you, and it is the view of some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and some ulama. However, the accepted view is that Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said that Allah didn't ask us for 100%, for 90%, 50%, 20%, 10%, only 2.5 out of 100%. And all that is not yours, what Allah gave you. Just give again now, only 2.5%. If a person doesn't even give that, that is the last limit of stinginess, that he doesn't even give so much. And again, when we give, Allah protects the rest of our wealth. This zakat, the meaning of it is to purify, and it purifies all our wealth. And whoever gave his zakat properly, even if he left his money openly in front of people, nobody touched that money. Because now Allah is the protector of that money. But when we don't give our zakat, and in fact when we take now interest haram, that is the time when all these robberies and that take place. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody told him that I had interest money, haram money, whatever. Crooks came and they robbed me and they took all that. Mufti Sahib said, make shukr that haram is such a thing that they should have killed you and then taken that haram. Make shukr you're still living and they only took away the haram from you. So zakat is a very important pillar of Islam, one of the big pillars of Islam. And if the Muslims just have to give their zakat properly and make sure that the recipients receive it, there wouldn't be a single poor person. Like in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, when the zakat and the whole system was in order, then his finance department came to him and told him, we have got surplus of money. He said, look for the widows and the poor people. They spend there. Still there was surplus. So much so, this source, that source. And he said, look at the animals that are in need. That also they gave. Still there was a surplus. Then he said, buy wheat and throw it on the mountain tops so that it can't be said in Muslim countries that the birds also go hungry. Even so much of surplus, if we just give our zakat properly, everyone will have sufficient and there will be even more surplus. And in everyone's wealth, there will be much more barakah. We think that by keeping our wealth, then we are going to save it. But the real, that is dunya system, the way of the atheists and non-believers. Islam system is spend and see how much more Allah gives you. And that you will use it also properly. When we don't spend it in the right cause, then mostly it is because it wasn't earned in the right cause. And when we don't spend it, then the curse of that is we will spend it in haram ways, in fashion, clothing, brand names, which is absolutely nothing useless. Following the ways of the kuffar, in our terrible lifestyles, our eating, we spend so much on eating out, for example, which is only destruction of our health. We spend it on holidays and resorts, all haram places we will spend, and a person then is deprived to spend in good causes. Even he hasn't got extra to spend in good cause. He just spends in haram. So zakat is a very important pillar of Islam, and also that Allah has referred to the two separately. That is to the wa'at al-mal ala hubbihi, that in the love of Allah, we spend our wealth on the people on whom it should be spent. And then wa'at al-zakah, and he gives zakat also. So it shows that the farz zakat, that is a separate command. And when a person has given his farz zakat, and then some case comes of a poor person who hasn't got anything, and now I can't say I gave my zakat and I've still got other money, that now I finished giving my zakat, I can't help this person. No. Besides giving the zakat, then to help that desperate person who might die out of hunger or other great need of his, it is our duty also to spend there also. So namaz is a very great great command, the right of Allah Ta'ala, and so is zakat also. And now with Ramadan coming, many people take out the zakat in Ramadan. It should be calculated properly and made sure that we give it to the right sources also. And then we will see the goodness for ourselves also and for the ummah at large also. And the real goodness, of course, is of akhirah. That also Allah will bless us. May Allah give us understanding of deen, tawfiq to make amal and practice on our deen.